Henry II, his wife Eleanor, and their children Richard and John were the most astonishing of all the family firms to have run the enterprise of Britain. They did so with a furious energy that either entranced or appalled their subjects. And like many family firms, they had a capacity for both creation and self-destruction. What their intelligence built, their passions destroyed. They were called the Angevins, named after the French-speaking province of Anjou. At the height of their power, they were the masters of everything that counted in Christendom. Their England was the linchpin of an empire that stretched from the Scottish borders to the Pyrenees, much bigger than France itself. Not since the Romans, and never again, has England been quite so European. The dynasty had its roots in a civil war that was being fought between two cousins, Stephen and Matilda, the grandchildren of William the Conqueror. It was Stephen who seized the crown, but that wasn't the end of it. For if Matilda couldn't beat him with an army, she could beat him with a wedding. A wedding that would found a dynasty and reduce Stephen's ambitions to dust.